Meditations for Blessings, Health and Prosperity, Part 4. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. I am not afraid. My sleep is sweet when I lie down. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 26. The Lord is my confidence. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33. The Lord blesses my habitation, for I am just before Him. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. I hear and receive God's sayings, and the years of my life are many. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. My path is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. I attend unto God's word. I incline my ears unto His sayings. I do not let them depart from my eyes. I keep them in the midst of my heart. For the word of God is life unto me and health to all my flesh. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. I keep my heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 22. I keep God's commandments and bind them continually upon my heart, and tie them upon my neck. When I go, it leads me. When I sleep, it keeps me. When I wake, it talks with me. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1 to 3. I keep God's word and lay up His commandments with me. I keep His commandments and live. His law is as the apple of my eye. I bind them upon my fingers. I write them upon the table of my heart. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. I fear the Lord and I hate evil. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 21. I love the Lord and He causes me to inherit substance, and He fills up my treasures. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. The Lord will not suffer my soul to famish, for I am righteous before Him in Christ. He makes my hand to be rich, for I am diligent. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11. By my blessing, the whole city is exalted. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16, verse 18 and 27. I am strong in the Lord and retain riches. I sow righteousness and have a sure reward. I diligently seek good and I procure favor. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 2. I am good in Christ, and I obtain favor in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. I am satisfied with good by the fruit of my mouth. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for me, for I am just in Christ. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 25. I eat to my satisfaction, for I am righteous in Christ. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23 and 24. In all my labors, I have profit. My crown for exercising the wisdom of God in this world is riches. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 27 and verse 30. I fear the Lord, and I am a fountain of life. I have a sound spirit, and it is the life of all my flesh. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Righteousness prevails over my country, and it exalts my country. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. My heart is merry, and it does good like a medicine. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is my strong tower. I walk in it and am safe. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 3. I do justice and judgment, and it is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5 and verse 8. I am diligent in Christ, and my thoughts tend only towards plentifulness. I am pure in heart, and my work is right in the sight of God. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. I follow after righteousness and mercy and find life, righteousness and honor. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. By humility and fear of the Lord, I have riches, honor, and life. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. I have a bountiful eye, and I am blessed, for I give bread to the poor. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 11. I love pureness of heart, and because of grace of my lips, even the king is my friend. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. I am diligent in the business of the Lord, and I stand before kings. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 13 and 14. The knowledge and the wisdom of God is honey and honeycomb to my soul. I found them, and they are great rewards to me. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. I am willing and obedient, and I eat the good of the land. Isaiah chapter 4 verse 2. I am a beautiful and glorious branch of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5. The Lord creates upon me a cloud and a smoke of glory daily, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. The glory of the Lord is my defense. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. I see the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train and glory fills the temple. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 and 4. God keeps me in perfect peace, for my mind is stayed on him. I trust in the Lord forever. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 12. The Lord ordains peace unto me, for he has wrought all my works in me. Isaiah chapter 27 verse 3. The Lord keeps and waters me every moment. He keeps me day and night. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 5 and 6. The Lord of hosts is a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty unto me. He is a spirit of judgment to me as I sit in judgment. He is strength to me as I turn the battle to the gate. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 9. The Lord teaches me knowledge and makes me to understand doctrine. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. I rest in the Lord. I have strength and in confidence, in quietness in the Lord. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20 and 21. My eyes see God, who alone is my teacher. My ears hear a word of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk in it. When I turn to the right and when I turn to the left. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 1 and 2. I rejoice and blossom as a rose abundantly. I rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory and the excellency of the Lord is given unto me. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 5 to 7. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The eyes of the blind are opened. The ears of the deaf are unstopped. The lame man leap as a hart. The tongue of the dumb sing. Waters break out in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The parched ground becomes a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon all flesh. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 10. Songs and everlasting joy is upon my head. I have obtained joy and gladness. sorrow and sighing have fled away. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3 to 5. I prepare the way of the Lord. I make straight in the desert a highway for my God. Every valley is exalted. Every mountain is brought low. The crooked is made straight, and the rough ways are made smooth. The glory of the Lord is revealed, and all flesh sees it together. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. The Lord gives me power and increases strength upon me. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I wait upon the Lord, and He renews my strength. I mount up with wings as an eagle. I run and am not weary. I walk and I am not faint. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 2 and verse 5. The Lord has raised me, a righteous man from the east. He calls me and gives the nations before me. He has made me to rule over kings. He gave them as dust to my sword, the sword of the Spirit. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth are afraid, and they draw near and worship God. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8 to 13. I am the servant of God. God has chosen and strengthened me. He helps me and upholds me with His right hand of righteousness. All that incensed against me are shamed and confounded. They are as nothing. They that strive with me perish. They that war against me are as nothing and as a thing of naught. For the Lord upholds my right hand and helps me. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 15 and 16. God makes me a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. I thresh the mountains and beat them small. I make the hills as chaff. I fan them. The wind carries them away, and the whirlwind scatters them. I rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17 to 19. The Lord teaches me to profit. He leads me by the way that I should go. My peace is as a river, and my righteousness as the waves of the sea. My spiritual children are as the sand of the sea. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2 and 3. I enlarged the place of my tent. I stretched the curtains of my habitation. I spare not. I lengthen the cords. I strengthen the stakes. I break forth on the right hand and on the left. I inherit the Gentiles. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. Great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. I am far from oppression and terror, for they never come near me. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against me can prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment God condemns. For this is my heritage as a servant of God, and my righteousness is of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1 and 2. I keep judgment and do justice, for my salvation is come, and my righteousness is revealed. I keep the Sabbath, the rest of Christ, and I am blessed. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 5. God gives me an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 6. I join myself to the Lord to serve Him, to love Him and His name, to be His servant, and to take hold of His covenant. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. The Lord brings me to His holy mountain and makes me joyful in His house of prayer, and my sacrifices are accepted by God. This is the end of part 4.